Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Off the mark, one goal, rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot.
Mike Green on the call for ESPN on ABC, and the Indiana freaking Pacers do it again. This team won't die. They refuse to die. They are Bruce Willis and Die Hard, Joe, as I say good morning to you. 111-110 the final. Tyrese Halliburton goes Shang Tsung, Mortal Kombat, your soul is mine. And the Pacers, massive underdogs against one of the greatest regular season, playoff teams, whatever you want to call them, one of the greatest seasons we're seeing in NBA history, according to some, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Pacers get it done in game one, and they steal it, and now they got home court advantage, heading back to Indiana in a couple days, but they take game one. And how? The Thunder were in control that entire game until the last few minutes, and then something just clicks. I don't know what it is, whether it's the pressure building for the Knicks at one point, now the Thunder, and the Pacers just thrive off it. Like Obi Toppin, that guy who I left for dead after he was a quote-unquote bust with the Knicks, he was massive off the bench. Nembhard at times, Naismith, and then Halliburton, who couldn't really hit a shot all day, at least from beyond the arc. He hits that one, and of course he does. 14 points for him, 10 boards, 6 assists. And the Pacers steal game one. Insanity.
This particular playoffs, if you're a Warrior fan, has been some version of essentially the 2020 draft ghosts coming to roost.
Mm.
Anthony Edwards, number one overall. We take Wiseman. Then, obviously, LaMelo Ball and Patrick Williams, Okoro, Okongwu, who we saw earlier this year. Obi Toppin, number eight. And number 12, Tyrese Halliburton. It's just... like, as a Warrior fan, it's like, I thumb my nose down at Obi Toppin, and here he goes, not only, like, making big plays down the stretch, hitting, what, five threes?
Yeah.
Off the bench? No, look, him and Halliburton, multiple teams. So, you know, there's lots of organizations that also miss out on them, but, like, Halliburton...
That's the one,
Obi
right?
Toppin.
Halliburton's the one.
I know.
And no
just,
one, but
no, it's all of it. It's not just one or into. It's just all of it. It's just bad luck.
The Warriors weren't taking Tyrese Halliburton with the number two overall pick. They just weren't. And but
people brought it up.
People brought it up. Callers,
Obi Toppin was referenced.
Yeah, I know. We had a drop that said Obi Toppin is a bad man. They didn't even know his last name. They didn't even know how to pronounce it. That was a drop I played all the time. But they liked him. He was a high flyer out of Dayton, obviously. And the shot just wasn't there in New York. And the shot was there yesterday as Obi Toppin, as you said, dropped 5 3-pointers off the bench. 17 points for him. Pascal Siakam was huge. Huge rebounds for them, 4 offensive. And Miles Turner, again, dominating the glass when they needed it the most. There was a lot of smoked layups I saw from Chet Holmgren in crunch time yesterday. I think I've seen that a lot during these playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's a young player. This is his first go-around. And, he's come up short a bunch. I thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 14 of 30. Obviously, he was shooting the ball left and right, not with huge efficiency. 38 points for him. Dort was awesome from beyond the arc, but they needed someone else to step up late, and they just couldn't do it. Jalen Williams struggled shooting the ball, and 111-110 the final. It was something about this Pacers team. I don't like saying team of destiny because, Oklahoma City could bounce back, blow out the Thunder this next game, blow out the Pacers in this next game, blow out the Pacers again, and then they get the home court back, and everyone's like, all right, well, this series is over. But there's something we said in basketball, Joe. We're almost always, the talent just rises to the top. It's not like Eli Manning and, Nick Foles of the world beating Tom Brady and the Patriots. Football's a little different. It just is. Baseball, even. We've seen it ad nauseum, the hottest team heading into it. The Giants, I don't think, were the best team overall in 2010.
No.
But they won it, right? But with basketball, almost always, we see the collection of talent just win out no matter what. Except for a couple times. You referenced the Detroit Pistons of the early 2000s.
Looking back on it now, everyone's like, that team was loaded. Going into it, no one gave them a chance.
I mean, look, just to be honest, Kobe and Shaq are two of the top 10 players in the history of the sport.
Well,
and they were in their primes.
And they had, the glove, and they had Karl Malone.
Who are old, but still.
No, but they were the cachet, yes.
Absolutely, two of the top players of all time as well. And then you go to maybe the Dallas Mavericks of 2011 beating the Heatles, the first Heatles go around. But Dirk is an all-time player,
Jay
too.
Kidd, Sean Marion, yeah. Jason Terry. That team was pretty loaded.
Right? Sean Marion, obviously, a.k.a. Jonathan Kuminga as well. Yeah. So.
No,
but it doesn't happen in NBA. So,
I would agree.
When we see a team like the Pacers, I think even still heading into that game, most people are saying, it's the East, the Knicks. I don't know. How for real are they? The Thunder should clap
them.
Oh, we
just doubted them at every turn.
I was doubting them up until that final minute. I was like, the Thunder still got
this.
They
feel like a team of destiny.
It feels like that, right? And watching Tyrese Halliburton and the entire last few months of going back to the NBA players and their votes through The Athletic, when all the players are voting for the most underrated player, the best GM, the best, I don't know, whatever, best teams. It was the anonymous player poll. And they do it every year when there's the NFL and the NBA. And the NBA, they voted Tyrese Halliburton the most overrated player. I mean, talk about freezing cold takes from the players. This is why I laugh at NBA players when it comes to their X's and O's and their breakdowns. Not to say that all of them are bad, but this notion that the NBA player knows all, and they know more than the average Joe Schmo on the street. Like, really? Tyrese Halliburton, most overrated player? It's pretty laughable at this point, right?
Well, there's a lot of haterade. When you talk to people that are in the industry, there's ego that's involved. Whatever it is, whatever industry it is, tech, go to a plumbing job site. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of hatred over there. Like, nobody wants to admit someone else is better than them. But there's clearly a lot of envy when it comes to Tyrese Halliburton.
But it's such a random player to be like that guy who just, he was an underrated guy. He had an unorthodox jump shot, still does. God, he had some floaters yesterday that were like, right before the three-point line. I don't know what that was.
Steph was hated by his own guys, by many of his own peers.
Still is.
And I think that there's this, how do I put this? There is a group of guys, Steph didn't come up the hard way. What are you saying right now under your breath?
Well,
that's what people say.
What is the hard way? What do you want him to do? He wanted to struggle in the streets of wherever Carolina?
Again, there's jealousy there because, people didn't have maybe both of their parents be extremely successful prior and come up in a very you know, nice neighborhood and nice schools. There's jealousy, Joe. You know this exists everywhere. And the irony of it was LeBron was at the forefront of it, and as now his children have lived more like Steph Curry grew up than the other way around, right? And so I hear you, but this team does feel like a team of destiny. Look, as a Warrior fan, I'm telling you, you could say to me, you weren't going to draft any of these guys. Like, you're right. But that COVID year, that draft, 2020, whether it's the NFL or whether it's the NBA, there were some monumental misses. And I look at the Warriors taking James Wiseman. And look, Joe, you could say they never were going to look at any of these other guys. Here were some of the people just drafted in general in that draft. LaMelo, obviously, is everyone going to. Tyrese Haliburton, 12th overall. The guy Obi Toppin, who I referenced. Cole Anthony, Isaiah Stewart. Sadiq Bey, then you get down to Tyrese Maxey, Jaden McDaniels, who you saw earlier these playoffs, and Desmond Bain. All right? Now, again, individually, I would say, the Warriors weren't sniffing around any of those guys. But part of why they are where they are right now is because they literally missed out on that entire draft. I mean, what would they take? Jessup in the second round?
Justinian.
Yep. Joe. Anyone other than Wiseman would have been, I was rooting for Wiseman. I thought he would be okay. I thought it would work out. It clearly hasn't. No. He's on the Pacers with a torn Achilles right now.
He's going to get a ring? Another one? I mean, James Wiseman? Get two?
Again, let me name some of the names. Obviously, Halliburton's going to be the headliner, but Ant Edwards goes one. LaMelo goes three. Halliburton goes 12. Obi Toppin there in eight. Cole Anthony, 15th. Isaiah Stewart, 16.
You didn't mention Denny Abdija, who I really like, actually.
I like him, too. Sadiq Bey, Tyrese Maxey, 21st overall. Jaden McDaniels, 28th overall. Desmond Bane, 30th overall.
I know.
It's a tough one to swallow, and there are certain drafts. Like, I'll always remember the Vince Wilfork draft when the Niners passed on him. It's like, oh, my God, dude, this guy could be a 15-year player for you in the middle of your defense. I'll never forget when they passed on DeSean Jackson multiple times. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing? We took Chyla Rashawn and Kentuan Ballmer. I mean,
he was right there in your backyard,
you
right?
You know, Warriors, you know, taking Joe Smith, even though he had a good rookie year. I hated Joe Smith. He was like the fifth best player in the ACC that year, in my term,
right.
In my estimation, heading into the draft. Like, Rasheed Wallace, Jerry Stackhouse, you're taking Joe Smith. I would have taken Antonio McDice.
Right.
Right? So there are certain drafts that are just going to live with you for a long, long time. That 2020 draft, and what's worse, not even sniffing around some of those players or having Tyrese Haliburton and being the Kings.
Right.
And trading him away.
We always go back to this. It's definitely the Kings. You had him, and you chose De'Aaron Fox, who in turn said, kick rocks, I want to leave this place.
Oh, no.
And now they're talking about breaking up. Like, it's so funny. I saw this, whether it was Shams or whoever. It's just like, the big three in Sacramento, and maybe the Kings are looking to break it up. I'm like, what? Stop. Just because you have a collection of players people have heard of does not make it a big three. Even the Curry, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, that is not a big three.
Well, what
the big three ended with KD, Steph, and Clay. That was the last true big three, quote unquote. The Heatles were a big three. Like, stop it with the big three. DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Domantas Sabonis. Really? Really? Relax here. By the way, I think you sent something in the chat yesterday about a proposed blockbuster trade that you saw. It was like Zach Loeb said it or something. And it was like, it was Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Podziemski, and like a pick for Cade Cunningham. I was like, what are we doing right now?
Which I don't think that was actually a real fake trade, by the way.
Was it? Okay,
it wasn't
that was
a real fake
that was
trade.
Fake,
what
does that even mean?
Which, I don't know, that might be the most 2025 thing I've ever said.
That was the
it's
worst.
It's line season.
Oh, by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply online. Or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Ratchet Studios in San Francisco. It is Spadoni back. Shout out Mark Grandy, the Grandy Man, filling in for me the last few days. Everything okay? Grandy Man, good? Was he well-behaved? Mark Grandy, he can get out of control. He can get out of control, that Mark Grandy. All right? Don't let the appearances deceive you, Joe.
What was worse? Like, again, I listed off all those names. Or the Niners moving three picks for Trey Lance. No. And here's who went after him. Just wanted you to know. Forget Kyle Pitts. But Ja'Marr Chase, Jaylen Waddle, Penei Sewell, J.C. Horn, Patrick Surtain, Micah Parsons, Rashawn Slater. I mean, wow.
It was actually a really good draft and pretty deep. And he took Trey Lance. Hey, Chargers might have something there. We'll see with Jim Harbaugh.
In both circumstances.
It's definitely the Trey Lance one, though.
No, I know. But in both circumstances, because of COVID, you couldn't get a lot of face-to-face with people. There was no NFL Combine. As you could see, there's clearly tons of misses. Now, there are in every draft. I mean.
Real quick, though, Joe, it is, we say that. Like the Wiseman whiff, the Lance whiff, the Niners are just a year removed from making the Super Bowl and being a quarter away from winning it, and the Warriors did win a championship post-Wiseman pick. So there is that to fall back on now.
Doesn't mean if you, the pick wasn't good.
No, it doesn't mean that, but.
It's like when I used to hear people talk about who was the guy they took number two overall instead of taking Carmelo. Come on, the Pistons.
Oh, Darko?
Darko Milicic. Yeah. They're like, oh, well, they won a championship.
They did.
So, yeah, you won a championship because you overcame the whole of the number two pick who wasn't good.
Just think if you actually chose the correct player, how much would have set you up for the future.
Like
right now, if James Wiseman did hit, maybe we're talking about another title instead. Maybe there's no Jimmy Butler. You never know with all these things. It's just more frustrating when I see good young players and the organizations believe in them and keeping them there. Like the Pacers clearly saw Haliburton as a fit. They didn't see Sabonis as a fit and they flipped him. And it was the right move.
Mm.
It was. And credit to them and Rick Carlisle. I do think we underrate Rick Carlisle and all this. The guy has won a title. He's been there on the biggest stage. He's very underrated. And it was underrated yesterday. He had a timeout, choosing not to elect it, to use it. They let Haliburton just dribble, 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 find a spot. And they went with it. He could have easily called a timeout, set up a play, ran a play, and done something. But that would have allowed a very good defensive team in the Thunder to also make some substitutions, see what they want to do there. And they didn't do that, and they allowed to go. And credit to Tyrese Haliburton, hell of a shot. And the Pacers take game one, 111 to 110 in the NBA Finals. Real quick on the NBA Finals, though, Joe. I texted this in the chat. As for as good as that game was, and it was, and I know a lot of people, you and I included, it had ebbs and flows, but like the matchup isn't sexy. It's not Lakers-Celtics. It's not Warriors, it's not Warriors-Heat even, or Warriors-Cavs, obviously, with LeBron. It's not any of that stuff. I know Warriors-Heat haven't played, but, just hypothetical, just big names, big free agents, or big marquee players. No NBA Finals logo on the court. No national anthem being played. No player introductions. Like, it's the little things that actually do matter. To make it feel big time, Joe, like, if I was just to tell someone that was an NBA Finals game yesterday, only that little logo on the score bug would show that. Outside of that, I wouldn't have known.
And they didn't have the championship thing on their jerseys.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
they usually have the Larry O'Brien trophy, stitched onto the jerseys.
Or it says Finals on it, yeah.
Yeah, I love those things. I know that sounds foolish, but me in the jerseys, I love the little details.
Well, it matters when I have no dog in the fight, and I love that stuff when I want to hear the home court booing Haliburton.
Yeah.
I want to hear them booing everyone on the Pacers, right? And going nuts for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That's part of the fun. Like when we watched the Warriors versus the Cavs, part of the fun was Oracle booing the hell out of LeBron. Wasn't that fun? Like it feels authentic, right? And I wanted to feel that more. And even the national anthem, we all get involved. That's part of the Super Bowl. Part of why the Super Bowl, the World Series, even, right?
This is a league that literally changed up every single court for a stupid in-game tournament,
and
they couldn't put a finals logo on the floor for the biggest game of the year.
Thank you. That's literally.
But this is where it goes back to. I'm telling you. Adam Silver is hands down the worst commissioner in sports. You could give me Manfred. I will listen. I would argue that Manfred changed baseball with the rules, and it's offset. And the A's fans are going to hate me for saying this because I know what he's done to you, and it's awful. And I'm not here to defend that. But in terms of people who step back and look at the sport, banning the shift, putting in the pitch clock have been unbelievable successes.
Sure.
But what they've done to specific fan base, the Oakland A's, I cannot oversee. I'm not trying to say that he's not a horrible commissioner for that.
He's culpable. I'd still go to ownership is first and foremost. It's John Fisher for me. Yes.
But when I look at the sport as a whole and the changes that Adam Silver has made, he told you, and he's letting you see, He wants a faceless, nameless, parody-driven league when for the last 30, maybe 50 years, it's been a superstar-driven team. When I was a Warrior fan in the 90s, you know what package they sold me? The Michael Jordan six-game package. You know what they sold me in the 2000s? The Kobe Bryant Lakers six-game package. This was when I was a Warrior fan.
Right.
Okay? They were selling me on the stars of the other team. He told, oh, this is, you know, we want parity in our league. All right, well, then you're going to get Indiana and Oklahoma City, which that's fine. Yeah. And people could say those are the two most deserving teams. They are. There's no doubt about it. But when you don't have the brand recognition of the players and you don't have the brand recognition with the logos on the floor and you don't have the brand recognition with the logos on the jerseys and teams are firing coaches like Tom Thibodeau who have name recognition for no reason, okay, you're creating a faceless product.
Real quick on that, because I was gone the last few days, obviously, playing catch-up, celebrating my birthday, went down to Monterey with friends and family. It was beautiful, always a good time. But that was a head-scratcher for me. And we'll get into the Giants, by the way. Huge split for them. We got Bryce Eldridge watch. You see what he did after getting called up to AAA? Ballin'! And we'll talk to Dave Fleming about that at 8 o'clock, Joe. Our 95.7 The Game Giants Insider. But to your point, Joe, the Thibodeau firing, I found very curious. I mean, that was the first time the Knicks have made the conference finals in, what, 20-plus years, 25 years, something ridiculous.
The whole team is Thibodeau players.
Exactly. Like, that's their brand of basketball is the reason they got to that point anyways. And then they try to make Karl-Anthony Towns the scapegoat, like, as if you didn't already know he didn't play defense his entire career. Let's blame that guy. Very player-driven, that whole thing. I think Jalen Brunson is calling the shots over there, first and foremost. I know his dad is a bit... works there, I don't even know. There's something there with that. The whole thing is very fishy. Whether you blame Dolan, Leon Rose, the GM, I don't know. But that whole thing was very fishy to me. But going back to Adam Silver, and we'll play some of the sound that he spoke to, I think yesterday, either Fox or the day before, whoever it was.
I want to go in on him because I'm big on the jerseys and the brand recognition.
Right.
Imagine being a kid yesterday in the living room, which my son was shooting baskets. He's only 1.5. Imagine being a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old. How would you know watching television that game was big?
You wouldn't. It wasn't on the court. It was the score bug, as I said, just at NBA Finals. There was just nothing big time about it.
But yet when I watch the stupid in-game tournament, okay, what did I see?
Emirates NBA Cup.
Okay, whatever the hell it's called. What did I see? I saw a floor that looked ridiculous. I saw jerseys I didn't recognize with teams I don't recognize with a bunch of players I don't recognize. And... again, a league with restrictions so difficult to keep teams together, it's absurd.
As I mentioned, Dave Fleming, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, joining us at 8 o'clock today. Bonte Hill, who does know a thing or two about basketball, will join us for the entire hour in studio at 9 o'clock, plus this or that at 9:30. And it might have to do with what Robbie Ray, Giants pitcher, said with Willard and Dibbs. If you missed any of that interview, you can find it on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. And by the way, what's coming up in the game is going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay.
Walk around.
Gotta get a little oxygen.
No, you're good. You're good. I like that jacket on you, by the way. Giants, you're dude, you're decked out. And say, what is that, the bridge, the logo on the hat? Look at that.
And I got my Grateful Dead
shirt. Oh, look at you. Okay.
My dad.
By the way, I was watching the Giants-Padres, and we'll continue on Pacers and Thunder here.
Yeah, I'm not
Pacers
done on the brand
one.
Thing.
We will. I was out at a bar out on Tuesday night, it was. Yeah, Tuesday night. And it was the Giants that had the lead. Was it 2-0 in the ninth inning? I was like, oh, yeah, I can leave.
Kiss of death.
I was like, they got this in the bag. It's over. And I actually leaned in because there was two guys just watching the game, just randos, just chilling at the bar. And I asked them because they were wearing their City Connects. I was like, hey, you guys like the City Connects? You guys Giants fans? First off, both of them said no. I was like, okay, well, great. But the older guy was like, you know what? Someone told me it kind of looks like a San Francisco dispensary sponsored look. And he's like, and when I look at it through that lens, I kind of like it. And mind you, this guy was like in his 70s. And I was just like, oh, my guy's getting lit. Okay. And I was like, all right, who are you a fan of? He's like, oh, the Reds. I was like, do you like the red City Connects? He's like, eh, I think because there's like a blackout look. And have like the red trim. He's like, eh, they're whatever. And then the other guys I asked, he's like, oh, I'm an Angels fan. I was like, oh, well, whatever. Just like, just the most nondescript. Oh, Mike Trout, there you go.
I think
he's like,
he stinks.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, well, that didn't help me at all. But I thought they had it in the bag. And they didn't. And the Padres came back. And it was, felt like the lowest point of the season. And then all of a sudden, 2 days later, we're back in action, baby. And we'll talk to Dave Fleming about that at 8 o'clock, and we'll get into some Giants and Padres thoughts there as the Giants are going to be taking on the not-Hotlanta Braves because they're struggling as of late as well. So we'll discuss that upcoming. And then they got the Dodgers after the Rockies, who are the worst team in baseball. So a lot happening going forward. Bryce Eldridge hitting a grand salami for the AAA team yesterday. A lot to get into. But first and foremost, Joe, you're seething about one Adam Silver as the commissioner of the NBA. And yesterday, not that the game was bad. The game was incredible. It was everything else. It was the little things that made it not feel big at the time heading into it. No national anthem for game one of the NBA Finals yesterday. No player introduction. No on-court logo. They've been not doing that for a long time now. Why? And you made a great point. If we could take all the time for the Emirates NBA Cup court to change, just make it it looks disgusting. It looks like a Jackson Pollock, Andy Warhol had a baby on the court. And we could do that, but we can't just have a normal NBA Finals logo. I feel you on that. It just didn't feel big time at all if I was a casual fan turning on the game. It felt like a Thursday night or a Wednesday night NBA and TNT, just regular season game. It did.
I'm just going to go off the last 2 years, right? Last few years, excuse me. You know, what has been in our lifetime the NBA brand, just as a general, what has the NBA brand been?
Star-driven.
100%, right? Big, iconic brands.
Yes.
Now, we can all roll our eyes at Lakers, Celtics, but there is a reason why those two organizations, obviously their longevity and whatever, like when you close your eyes, you know exactly what the logo looks like. You know exactly who their big brands and big players are throughout the years. Now, they've had some alterations to their jerseys, but very subtle, right?
Correct.
That Laker logo has not been touched 50 years.
Yeah.
The Celtic logo hasn't been touched in 50 years. I'm a Warrior fan, huge Warrior fan. In the last 2 years alone, they've worn over 12 different jerseys.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. In the last 2 years alone, they've worn over 12 jerseys. That's not exclusive to them. That's the league. There is the association jersey. There's the icon jersey. There's the statement jersey. There's the city jersey. There's the second association jersey. Then there's the throwback jerseys. Okay? It's too many. What right now, if I said to you, what is the Warrior basic uniform?
Ooh. I would like to say the blues, just the normal blues. Right, with like the gold trim, like when the numbers. No, you're looking at me like I don't know. Like
when you turn on a Warrior game, and look, is it cool to mix it up and have different uniforms and stuff from time to time? There's no doubt. I do believe there's a line of demarcation where once you cross it, you dilute your brand.
It was refreshing yesterday just to see the home whites for the home team with the Thunder. And then we had the Pacers wearing their yellows. That was nice to see. That looked normal. I was like, Okay, I recognize these brands and these teams. You're talking about Adam Silver, though. We have this sound.
I'm not done here.
Oh.
But like the Warriors are a small microcosm for the entire league, giving us basically way too much stuff, which has diluted their brands. And I look at yesterday, and it is another kind of step in that direction as we have the CBA where no super teams, everything's got to be parity. Well, now you're kind of diluting things. So get ready because you're going to have more faceless, you know, under the radar type teams, and everything's going to look so blurred. I don't know what I'm watching. Now, was there a finals logo on the floor? No. Was there finals logo Larry O'Brien patches on their jersey? No. I've come accustomed to those things. I live for those things. I love seeing that F, that cursive F finals that's written on the floor. Like this is the little stuff to me that sucks me in. When I tune in, I know what I'm getting. Opening day of baseball. Close your eyes. What do you see?
You see opening day everywhere.
Yeah, no, what do you see? The red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever those things are called, those little half-cylinder circles.
Oh, like the little banners.
Yes.
Yeah, little banner ribbon things.
You see them everywhere.
Yeah.
You see them everywhere. Yeah. The Super Bowl. What do you see?
You see the Lombardi Trophy everywhere. And the Lombardi Trophy is Super Bowl X whatever.
What does every jersey have?
It has the patch.
The Super Bowl logo patch. Branding is extremely important, is it not?
It's very important.
Would you have a Super Bowl without having those things? What do they put in the end zones, even though it's a neutral site? Your team's home color logos, mm-hmm. the other team's home color logos, right? So I'm big in branding in sports, and I'm watching this game yesterday, and I'm saying, this is Adam Silver's NBA. This is what he wants. Hey, you know, Oklahoma City, you're lucky. Wait till you have to pay Jalen. Wait till you have to make a decision on Chet. Like, you're smiling, but it's true.
Are you super into the Pacers and beating the Thunder? Like, are you anti-Thunder?
I am so pulling for the Pacers.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think I had a dog in the fight. Now I'm so pulling for the Pacers.
Why do you think that is?
Because I look at Oklahoma City and I say to myself, hoarding picks for years on end, even though they've executed quite well on it.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't have to suffer for 8 years or 7 years of going through the desert to be good. Like, there should be a reward for trying to go all in year after year after year. Look at the Pittsburgh Steelers this morning. They woke up. Now, look, we can roll our eyes. They sign Aaron Rodgers. They, every year, are like, hey, we're right there near the playoffs. They're rewarded every single year. Every year. And they get their first-round draft pick, and there's an equity to it. And I feel like, you know, there's a reason why in the NBA, like, the bad place to be is in the middle. It really is. It's the worst place to be. You don't want to overpay the wrong guy. You'd be screwed. I don't know. It bugs me.
Well, I'll say this. There's that. You can view it like that. But I also view it the other way, saying I'm kind of glad they've gotten rewarded because they got rid of a player in Paul George that everyone said, oh, yeah, they're tanking it up. They're going to be horrible. Well, it's actually kind of interesting that both these squads, you know, ended up kind of tanking because they traded their star player at the time, who was Paul George, for both of these franchises.
Yes.
And it kind of set in motion what we see right now. In a weird way, Paul George is the reason both of these teams are where they're at now. I wonder how he's feeling, by the way, watching this. I'd be feeling some type of way. But to your point, I do think the Thunder have done it the right way. Now, it was the Supersonics when they drafted Kevin Durant, obviously. drafting Russell Westbrook and everything, and Nick Collison, right? I think those are the only ones. And then they shifted and they moved and all of that. So they have done it the right way, quote unquote. And I do think we should be rewarding teams, and it is nice to see teams getting rewarded for identifying the young talent and building around said talent. But I hear you when you say these teams have sucked for so long, and it's just like, okay, like, what are we doing here? Thunder, I'm going to give somewhat of a pass. Like, the Pistons are showing you why it's, like, up until recent, why it was so awful for so long in the lottery system and all of that. The Hawks, right? I know they had the one deep run with Trae Young at one point, but that's another. The Kings forever. Oh, my God, the Kings, right? So I hear you on that. I just think that goes to bad organizations, a bad ownership at the end of the day. But I do want to get into what Adam Silver said on the other side here, because I know we're up against it. Adam Silver.
Sorry, I've talked too long.
No, this is good.
To hear that drop.
No, we still got it. We'll get into that. Plus, we'll get into what the Giants did yesterday and what they got upcoming here on the weekend. The Giants, they got action, people. And you know what? It's not too late to hop on the bus. I feel like everyone thought the season was over a couple days ago. I wasn't here, but I'm sure that was the vibe. Hell, I wasn't here, and I saw a clip on my YouTube feed on my Twitter. What were you doing in here, Joe? Trying to flip a table? What the hell was that?
Classic Nahegan.
No, it wasn't you. Wasn't it a Shasky original? What were you doing? Flipping the spread?
Wanted to see a little fire. And then my guy Elliot Ramos got a double, and he fired up the squad. It was exactly what we needed. I actually think Buster might have fired them up in the pregame saying, it's go time.
No, that's when you're supposed to say, I was the reason that they shifted everything.
You were a team player.
Mm-hmm. You think Elliot Ramos and the Giants watched that pregame? He's like, you know what? We got to do this for Shasky.
My brand is I'm more of a gel guy than I am a lead artist.
And that's what's coming up with the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Just the radio dial. This song right now, the billboards as it just faded away. That was a Carter original. He got in my ear and said, Joe, I made this song and beat in college. Oh. And he named it Billboards because he said, quote, I'm going to be on the billboards one day with this song.
DJC?
There you go. The pride of where did you go to college?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like Tiesto one day.
Tiesto, please.
I don't know who.
Tiesto is one of the most famous like European DJs.
Okay,
yeah, big yeah.
He has travel around the world party.
You
well,
know,
well, you already do that.
Think David Guetta. Yeah, there you go. Another guy like a famous
again,
DJ.
Again, I don't know any of these DJs.
You'll know some of their songs.
I know he's the guy that
you're missing literally nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the beer for the generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. I wonder if Dave Fleming has heard of Tiesto. He'll join us at 8 o'clock, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Bonte Hill in studio in the 9 o'clock hour, as he is each and every Friday. By the way, this or that with Bonte at 9:30, Joe, and it's going to be a food-related one. Interesting. Might have to do with pizza as well.
Yeah, Willard and Dibbs asked Robbie Ray yesterday the exact same question we have for this or that.
Ooh, I can't wait. That's a tease.
It's my favorite game that we play, and I really, really hope the audience is digging today's one because it's a great one. Classic okay. food question that I think people are ready to fight on either side of the aisle.
Speaking of ready to fight, that's what you're ready to do to Adam Silver when it comes to some of this NBA Finals stuff. And we teased the sound, and we're going to play it now. Adam Silver, this is him talking about the matchup heading into the NBA Finals. You know, it's Indiana, it's Oklahoma City. Not exactly the sexiest matchup when you think of Lakers-Celtics of the past, right? Well, he's kind of tired of listening to all that. And for Adam Silver to go off, this is kind of what he sounds like, which is basically raising his voice just a decibel, because the guy just kind of just talks like this when he's talking about the sport. For as much as people want to talk about him and being a great orator or being a great face of a league, I do think he comes up small when we compare him to Roger Goodell. And say what you will about Roger Goodell and some of the shortcomings of the NFL. When he speaks, I do listen. He can't command a room. He is a bigger guy and a bigger presence, Roger Goodell. I do think a guy that comes up very small in regards to that is my guy for Major League, Manfred. I think of the Dodgers, yeah. Right? You think of that. He's not a great
public
speaker. He's not. I think Adam Silver's kind of in the middle there. So here's Adam Silver talking about the finals matchup. And he does do a comparison when it comes to the NFL. Take a listen.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And just by way of background, you know, we're going to have to go through a process of getting to the point where people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be right there, and it's the best basketball. Similar to, again, with the Super Bowl, if I asked somebody if they were going to watch the Super Bowl, they wouldn't say, who's playing? It's a national holiday. And right now, that's Nirvana.
That's,
you know, I'm not saying we're anywhere close to that yet. There's still, if the Knicks are in the finals, there's a segment of our fan base that's going to watch that may not watch if it's other teams. But my job is to get people to love and follow this game, and so that if you're a huge basketball fan, you should want to tune into the finals because that's the best basketball.
Okay, that was on Breakfast Ball, Fox Sports. Adam Silver sitting down with Craig Carton, Mark Schlereth, and Danny Parkins. So the notion, and I get what he's saying here, he wants it to basically be that at one day for the NBA Finals. He wants it to be like if it was the Green Bay Packers or Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think that's the right comparison because those are, as they mentioned, storied franchises. No one looks at the market when it comes to the NFL. They just don't. And I think that's what he wants to get to at one point when it comes to NBA. Now, the difference is, Joe, and I think it's just always going to come down to this. Whenever you're comparing to the NFL, everything else is going to come short. Whether it's the Major League Baseball, whether it's NHL, or NBA, it's because there's seven-game series. They're just not going to get the urgency that one-game elimination has in the NFL. They're just not going to get that. It's just never going to be that. And that's what makes it special. So if it was, and I think this is more of an apt comparison, would be Jacksonville versus Carolina, right? Stay with me on this. Jacksonville and Carolina. Carolina's been to a couple of Super Bowls.
Okay.
They've lost their 0-2. But I liken, you know, the Carolina Panthers to maybe a team like either the Thunder or the Pacers. They're kind of an expansion the last 30 years. they're kind of there. They don't really have an iconic brand. And Jacksonville's the same thing. They've gone to the AFC Championship a couple times. Blake Bortles, I think Brunell might have been there once. But that would be the comparison to this finals matchup. But even that would dwarf anything because we care about where all those players came from in the college ranks. Like, there's stuff built into it. Like, I do think this starts in college basketball or college football when we start caring about these players. Like, if the Jacksonville Jaguars made the Super Bowl next year, best believe Trevor Lawrence is going to be a major part of that. And Trevor Lawrence being a highly touted phenom, Clemson, all of that baked into the equation. Liam Cohen, a rookie head coach. Oh, my goodness. And then if it was the Carolina Panthers, pick, oh, my God, Bryce Young, another guy, Heisman Trophy winner, left for dead. Everyone, and then he came back because Dave Canales believed in them. And everyone would be, oh, my God, this is an awesome one. And again, be another thing where who's the country rooting for? Who cares? We just want a good game. But I do think this starts at the college level. And right now, we just don't care enough about these players when they come from these college ranks anymore. Did you watch a lot of Tyrese Halliburton at Iowa State? Did you?
No, but no. I also didn't watch a lot of Brock Purdy at Iowa State.
There you go. But I think you might have probably watched more Brock Purdy games or had it on. But again, you didn't really care about Iowa State football. And that's fair enough. He was Mr. Irrelevant after all. Tyrese Halliburton was a top 12 pick in the NBA. So I do think it starts there. And I know I'm pretty long-winded here. But there is just the comparison overall, Joe. It leaves me just scratching my head a little bit with Adam Silver here.
But he needs to embrace who he is and not try to pretend to be what the NFL is. You know what he is? He's a league where the biggest issues right now are the CBA, players resting, and brand recognition. You know what's not a problem in the NFL? Brand recognition, players resting, and the CBA.
Right.
They're pretty locked in, all right? They have to tell teams at the end of the year, the NFL does, like, we literally need to deactivate players so that we could lose this game to get the number one pick.
Correct.
Whereas in the NBA, I can't even get my best guys to want to play. Right. If at least the feeling is over the last couple of years. They're just not the same. It's apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Adam Silver, you'll never be the NFL, nor should you try to be. Why can't you just lean in to what you do really well? You know what the Packers and Steelers have that you don't have? National fan bases.
Yes.
You know why? Because those teams were very, very popular for 40, 50, and in the Steelers' case, 70 straight years on television. I think the Steelers have been to the playoffs 35 times.
Yeah.
We obviously know about the Super Bowl appearances and all that and name recognition, but at the advent of television, the Steelers were in the Super Bowl year after year after year. So when you go to a Niner game, and the Niners are a big, big brand, the Steeler fans are everywhere. When you go to a Warrior Thunder game, like, to his analogy, a Thunder fan?
Yeah. No.
What are you talking about?
No.
Like, what?
No.
And so I just think that this is a guy that, again, going back to brands, whatever, like, I don't even know if he loves his own sport.
Well, I think it's interesting when you talk about national brands, and obviously no one's confusing the Indiana Pacers or the Thunder for national brands, right? But when it comes to the NBA in brands in general, how many can you name, Joe, that are actually, like, legit national brands? Okay. Lakers, Celtics, Stu Wow,
LeBron and Steph.
Those are just brands themselves.
But to me, they by themselves.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of like Brady Manning.
But I would put the Warriors now as a brand because
of
Steph.
Absolutely.
Just like the Chicago Bulls.
Miami Heat.
The Chicago Bulls became a brand because of Michael.
They still are.
They still are because of him. So Miami Heat, so that's about five, I think, right there.
Even if their brand sucks currently, at least that's the... But there's a brand recognition.
Knicks, that's a brand.
Absolutely.
So that's six right there. Am I missing any other brand, like national brands?
I don't know if Detroit still resonates like that.
It
did at one time.
Not right now.
I don't know if Dallas, the Mavericks, because of everything that's going on, I don't know if that resonates.
No, exactly. I think the
Clippers have a pretty big brand, and it's you're not the Lakers.
Exactly. That is their brand. You're the afterthought in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That is their brand. That's not a brand that you want to be a part of. So I think that's really it. We're talking about like six teams and maybe seven. If someone else can think of another one, they can talk me into it. But that's what I'm talking about here. Compare that to the NFL. The entire NFC East alone is a brand. The Commanders, who are a doormat forever, are they just, in one year, all that national fan base they cultivated in the 80s and 90s, it popped back up, right? In one season, all it took, Jaden Daniels, they got the entire LSU squad backing them. It goes back to college, Joe, because Jaden Daniels played for Louisiana State, who's one of the biggest college football brands. Yeah. So now you take that contingent. Oh, I'm going to be paying attention to Jaden now. He's won a Heisman for us. They just got a whole new swarm of fans right there. But the Cowboys brand, Giants brand, Eagles brand, now the Commanders. I go to the NFC North. Chicago Bears, they've been bad for a lot of my life.
Yeah, but they have a brand.
They're a brand.
And Caleb is a...
is a brand.
Yes.
Playing for USC.
Caleb's more popular than every player in this NBA draft. Not... well, I don't know. Cooper Flagg's pretty big. He's pretty big this year.
Yes.
So I would pause there, but Caleb's brand's pretty huge.
Packers, massive brand. Hell, the Vikings, I consider a brand.
The Packers have been on our television on the afternoon slot in Fox for the last 40 years because of Brett Favre.
Exactly.
And or 30 at least, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Right, there you go.
And now Jordan
Love. Hell, even the Lions in these last couple years have kind of risen from the ashes there. Not that they were ever a huge brand, but hell, I watched that NFC Championship game at Levi Stadium. Joe, how many people were there in Honolulu Blue?
A lot.
It was like, hell, Eminem was flipping the bird at people, and it was a big thing. But there's a lot of people
there. NFL is the juggernaut, and so to me...
that was two divisions, and I already named like as much as the NFL.
But for the NBA to try to compete with them and try to do exactly what they're doing is foolish.
Is.
You know, I use this analogy in food service.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.